94.4 Radio. 100% real hip-hop and R&B.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Tamaya Monique.
And this is Dawana, a.k.a. Foxy's Baby. Catch us live every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
as we discuss soul,
secrets,
and sisterhood.
Only on Power 4.4 Radio.
It's your girl, Simply Sabrina. Tune in every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., Baltimore Flavor Radio on Power 4.4 Radio.
Hey, it's your girl, Ashley Ryan. Tune in to Respect the Mic each and every Wednesday from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. on Power 4.4 Radio. Don't forget to download the Live 365 app.
Hey, this is your favorite professional life coach, Gary O'Neill here. Make sure you check out the See, Plan, Do show every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. here on Power 4.4 Radio.
This is where the real hip-hop...
I pull up at the club, VIP, gang tank on me, but all the drinks on me. Wipe it out. Fresh kicks, fresh white, tight teeth, in the bed, red rose with the grease. Wipe it out. Wanna hit me with the heat, real recognized,
turn
real,
up,
real,
man.
Don't speak, wipe it out. Chicken laden, I've been rolling about a week. You can tell I got cake by the diamonds in my teeth. Wipe it out. Black shade, so you know when rolling, they ain't check, man. Don't so ain't no telling what I'm holding. Wipe it out. Bad. They gon' bust it wide open, flashing in the gray, but I'm
hey.
They approach.
What's up, everybody?
Tall figures, y'all crowd. We gon' get and dog. Wipe it out. Y'all call, put my all killer, get your issue, and whoever fall with. Cause I'm on, wipe it out. 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 Cause
I'm ready, I'm ready.
Cause I'm on, wipe it out. Cause I'm on.
What up?
Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes.
What up?
Shoulders, chest,
what up?
Pants,
Man, I'm at a 10 right now. I'm feeling dangerous today right now. Whoa. What's up, everybody? Hi. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the C Plan Do Show. I'm your gracious host, Gary O'Neill, professional life coach, DJ, CPR instructor. I do it all, man. I do it all. I promise you I do it all. You're here on the best show out right now. Flat out out. That's how I feel. Flat out. I'm a humble guy, but I'm going to let you know what I'm good at. So, without further ado, welcome to the C-Play Do Show. I'm so glad that you were able to lock in. I see everybody on live right now. I hear my phone buzzing. That lets me know people are locked in. Wow. Guess what? It's Tuesday. Turn up Tuesday. Tune in Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. Tuesday. But guess what? I'm on keto, so I'm chilling right now. I swear to you, oh, if you ain't on keto, like, oh, man, it's so good right now. I promise you, I lost 6 pounds. I really was losing weight, and I was eating right, but I promise you, I'm on that keto. I'm chilling with the carbs, chilling with the sugar. I'm dangerous right now. All right, what's up? So, Tuesday, guess what? We back. I said, you know what? Let me bring it back with one of my friends. Let me bring it back in here. So, one of my top five DOA, dead or alive.
Wow.
One of my top friends. Wow. I said, let me bring, the lights in here are great right now. Ooh. All right. I said, let me bring one of my best friends in here. We brought Brittany back.
Wow.
Yes. If we had the applause button right now, it'd be going crazy right now.
Clap then, Gary. Great.
Welcome back, BA.
Hi.
What's up?
Not much.
If you don't know about BA, BA is one half of the Dating University, amazing dating group where they talk about topics we're dealing with, relationships, dating, an amazing show. I've been on their show. They've been on this show. I say, let me bring one of my friends. Oh, bring it back. Okay. Oh, whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay. Let me bring it back.
All
right. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Brittany Anderson.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. We got the sound effects on deck right now. The sound effects is popping. Power 4.4. Where the people, you already know, are the power.
You are so good to me.
So guess what? Tonight's episode, I really, really wanted to bring one of my friends on because this is how I live. I really like a lot of episodes that I do. Guess what? We're in episode 8. Episode Ocho.
You guys, Gary got me a card. I'm going to look at this. This is what friendship is about.
That's what friends are for.
That is so cute.
In good times.
Right.
We've been friends for like definitely
10 years. They put Brit with one T. Brit has two T's.
Double T. Right.
Double T.
Please don't forget
like
the T.
The diner. Cut the check.
Okay, don't ever do that again. Let's put that in the box. Or double R. GARRY. If you friends with me, if you spell my name one R, we're not friends.
Yeah. It's not real with one R.
If you don't know my kids' names, we're not friends.
I spelled your daughter's name wrong, so you did. I feel terribly.
Yep, you did.
I was a horrible
I was going to tell her, too. I was going to say, hey, she don't know you. But guess what? It don't matter. Because you're my friend.
Yes.
All right, so I played that Wipe Me Down remix just for you.
You did, and I walked into it, so.
Yep, let me tell you.
Me dancing.
What? We were at a 10. Let me tell you something about Brittany. Fun fact, she will definitely call me up. And we definitely will have rap sessions on the phone. I get it. She looks very nice. She's very sophisticated, very classy. But she definitely will play Wipe Me Down or any type of rap lyric off top. And
that's
I have to go along. That's why I played it for you.
Absolutely favorite song in the world.
So the last, if you were here, if you watched the show, the episode last time, I played, what did I play last time? Big Thomas.
Yes, Get Your Roll On.
Exactly.
We rapped that on the phone together too.
Absolutely.
So we tag team.
All right, so guess what? If you are a friend of the show, you know what? I thought about the initials of friend of the show. So my people who are regulars, can I call y'all FOTS?
No, it's too close to that.
But it's friend of the show.
If you,
so can they be my FOTS?
I will say it again. It sounds like FOTS if you're not listening carefully.
Y'all should get back to me about that. Can I call y'all FOTS?
I got back for all of y'all. We don't like
it. We can't call them FOTS?
No, Gary.
My FOTS.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk.
Call him your fox.
No, I'm not going to call him fox. All right. So if you are my regulars, first of all, thank you for tuning in. I see everybody who tunes in regularly, new people, old people. I definitely appreciate you being on the show. So you already know.
How can you tell who watches?
Oh, we do the numbers. We got the numbers. We know the vibes. Sabres las vibras. Yeah.
You know the vibes.
Know the vibe. That's you know the vibes in Spanish. So. Listen, international right now. All right, so typically at this point we do the see, plan, do moment of the week. But guess what? We're not going to do the see, plan, do moment of the week. We got something special just for Brittany. So Brittany occasionally will call me and she may start ranting straight up. Yeah, like occasionally being like every day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What she'll do is she will preface it by saying, "Grinds my gears."
Yes.
And then she'll just go right into whatever topic it is. Or yes. I might call her. I know your favorite life coach is pretty optimistic, but sometimes I have to vent. So I might call her or I call other people and I say, well, I don't call other people when it's time to grind gears. I call you. So we're going to do what grinds my gears moment of the week.
Moment of the week, sure.
Sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland. Heart Savers Maryland, if you need CPR training, make sure that you contact heartsaversmaryland@gmail.com. All of the CPR training, American Heart Association, American Safety, Adult Pediatric, any one of those. Make sure you reach out to Heart Savers Maryland. All right, so, Brittany.
Yes.
What grinds your gears?
You know what grinds my gears?
Go.
So, we are in a society where we like goods. We like our services.
Okay.
And we like products, right? We like good customer service. What grinds my gears
is
when someone like maybe a hairstylist,
okay,
a nail technician, anyone that requires an appointment,
right,
when they overbook.
Mm. So that's what's grinding your gears now.
Yeah, I'm really big on time management. And so my fiance had a pedicure, and it took him 7 hours to get a pedicure. Livid.
Did they give him new feet or something like that? Why it took 7 hours?
He is very loyal to a brand.
Okay.
But I am loyal to my time. I'm loyal to myself.
Right.
So after, let's say, hour one, toodaloo, I would have been gone. So if you are chasing a dollar, I get that we all are hustlers. We want to make that money.
Right.
But keep customer service as a top priority or else you won't have anyone loyal to you. But that grinds my gears because you are playing with people's time, and you know that you are. So you're going to take me at 3, you're going to take him at 3:01, him at 3:03, mm-hmm, and someone else at 3:05 when you know good and well you will not be done. So you have us sitting around waiting, thinking, assuming that we're okay with that.
Mm. Okay.
That grinds my gears.
So grinding gears, customer service. So if you own a business right now, make sure your customers are your top priority.
Yes.
All right. Without your customers, you don't have anything.
Yeah.
All right. They're the most important person on the premises.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go into what grinds my gears. What grinds my gears? You know what? I'm going to just use it for one word. Bluffers.
Whoo. Wow.
Listen, we live in a world right now where you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And so I don't like bluffers. Mm. And so we are empowered, you know, see, plan, do is not just a cute hashtag or something cute to have on the show. First of all, hold up. It's not something cute. It's a way of life. It's how I really think. So when you go about this life, be a person of your word and do what you say you're going to do. All right. So whatever that is, if you say, hey, I'm going to get up at 6:00. Do that. If you're going to meet somebody at 3:00, meet them at 3:00. If you have goals for yourself, do them. Don't let anything stop you. And I know bluffers might be a strong word, but there are some people that all they want to do is just make excuses. And if you only make excuses, that's the only thing you'll be good at. You'll be good at nothing else. So no bluffers. Make sure you deal with your customer service. Make sure you take care of people correctly.
Yeah.
And that is the what grinds my gears moment of the week, brought to you by Heart Savers Maryland.
Yes.
All right. So guess what?
Here we go.
Hey guys. Hot boy, hot girl summer is over. So there will be no turn up music this week. So at this point, you should be locking it down. You should be looking around to say, hey, who can I fall in love with this season? All right. But
that's,
you know
that's
what?
Single. That is single.
Okay, that is single. You're absolutely right. But you know what? Yeah, that is single, meaning that you are currently not in a relationship with anybody else, or that no one will be surprised if you start dealing with somebody else.
Yeah.
All right, so this song of the week is by Surfaces. It's called Sunday's Best, and I really... Shout out to Lauren Jenkins. She sent me this song this week, said, hey, you should play this. It's a really, really great song that highlights a lot of positivity. So, as after a word from our sponsors, we're going right into our song of the week, brought to you by Greenlight Entertainment.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Feeling good, like I should. Went and took a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah, hey, hey. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're found it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. You feel surrounded. Gotta give your feet some gravity to get you grounded. Keep good things inside your ears, just like the waves and sound it. And just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. Sunday best. Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in the cool walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best.
What's up? Man, I really, really like that song. It's okay. I really, really like that song. So, again, that Surfaces, Sunday's Best. So, make sure you go listen to it a couple times so that way you can get really catch the vibes. So, it's really, really nice. So, that's our song of the week. All right, let's get into our Tuesday topic of the week. Brothers and sisters, bros, sis, platonic relationships. All right. You know, I posted this on the C Plan Do site. So make sure you hit up the C Plan Do Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter. And guess what? And I even posted on my personal page about platonic relationships. And it was really, really positive that a lot of people said that they have great, positive platonic relationships. All right. So, Brittany.
Yes.
One half of dating you. Let's talk about platonic.
I express are not those of Dating University.
So you're just going to preface it right on the show?
Yes, because I'm here as an individual, not as a duo. I'm solo tonight.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Delete that, Charles. Jay. Delete that. Shout out to Charles. Charles, what up? I should have actually had him on the show, but I know. I just wouldn't have you. All right. So let's talk about platonic relationships.
Yes.
All right. So let's go right into the definition, right? So Plato, most of us know Plato, philosopher. Let me give you a little details before we go into it.
Wow.
So Plato defined platonic love as the kind of love that motivates us to become better versions of ourselves, inspiring us to pursue greater goals and bringing us closer to enlightenment or the divine.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
So when I came across it, I said, let me make sure I jot that down. That was great. That should be for any relationship. But platonic relationships, that's what we're looking forward to do. Now, exclusively, we're talking about platonic relationships, and there is no type of sexual agenda, right?
Sure.
That's what platonic relationships are.
Yes.
No sexual agenda.
Yeah.
All right. So here are some of the characteristics of a platonic relationship. You ready for that? You ready for this heat?
Of course.
Fuego?
Of course.
All right. Some of the characteristics, and I want to see what you think, Brittany.
Sure.
All right. Honesty. Have honest intentions about the person that you're dealing with as far as friendships.
Yes.
How you feel about that?
I agree wholeheartedly.
Right. You should
as
have.
As long as you added that word friendship, because at first it was going a little relationship-y. But
yeah. As far as when you have friends of. And then in this context of the show, we're going to be talking about male, female, but we also mean same sex. But when you're friends with this person saying, this is my friend,
yes.
That means that you're being honest, that there's no sexual type of intentions. It's honest. It's coming
right.
from a nice place.
Right.
Okay. All right. Having respectful boundaries.
Yes.
Everybody got that? So having respectful boundaries
yes.
and something that you and I talked about earlier, having fewer expectations.
Yes.
And I had to think about that. What do you think about the fewer expectations, Britt?
You know, because I'm in a relationship, I have expectations for my fiance.
Shout out to D.
Yes, he wanted to be here, but he sends his regards.
That's my guy.
So I have expectations for him. Mm-hmm. What are expectations, you ask? If I don't, you know, see him for mm-hmm. a while, I expect constant communication. Good morning texts. We talk throughout the day. I don't expect that from you. If
right.
I don't hear a good morning from you, I'm okay with life. I know that you're okay.
Right.
If something was, you know, otherwise, I think I would get a phone call, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. So everybody got that? So few expectations. Hey,
yeah.
I was sort of surprised at seeing that. But then when I really thought about it, you're absolutely right. If I'm dealing with somebody, if I am looking for dinner or whatever those expectations, they are going to be high for somebody I'm in a relationship with versus one of my friends. So I really like that. All right. Are you ready for these questions, Britt?
Okay.
All right. First question. And I posted these. Well, I posted one of them. Are they really possible? And what I mean by that is, of course, there are platonic relationships, but are they really possible? What do you think?
Anything's possible.
Is everything possible? Okay.
Anything is possible.
All right. Okay. So
society tells us that they aren't.
Absolutely.
And I'll say that. But there are exceptions to every rule. Just because society says something can't be, does that mean that it can't be?
Right. I agree with you. I agree with society places a lot on male-female relationships, meaning that, hey, I'm a guy, you're a girl. We've seen that in movies. We hear that in music, that it should be some societal stand that society places that on us, that, hey, we should be dealing with each other in a romantic fashion.
But I get it because of the law of attraction.
Okay.
So I guess because I am a woman
mm-hmm.
and I'm attracted to men,
mm-hmm.
it technically shouldn't or wouldn't work because the attraction would get in the way. And be a distraction.
And I think that's probably one of the biggest things. But I do agree that society places a lot on us to be more than friends. Actually, you are probably one of the first platonic friends I've had.
Yeah.
And I remember that you had an issue with us going out. And I was like, no, I ain't really trying to. Yeah, I'm transparent on the show. And I remember you telling me, what is the issue with us going out and hanging out and getting wings? You know, and I had to think about it. Like, what was my issue? Because usually if you're going out with a woman, it's more date related.
Yeah.
And you was like, we're just cool. We're friends. And I was like, oh, we are friends, aren't we?
No, my issue was so it kind of sounds expectation-esque.
Right.
When you tell the story, but we're going to tell the whole story. I felt the way because we never hang out.
Right. Absolutely.
And you say, oh, I don't have time or any other excuse,
mm-hmm.
but then I would hear you going out with someone else. So I'm like, you do have time. So if you have time, why are you hanging out with your friend?
You're right. You absolutely placed that on me.
But I checked him and he,
yep.
You know.
And I was like, hey, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Right. And we've been to movies. You've had cookouts. We've done some, and we should do more things. We should do more things. Right. I'm going to DJ your wedding, so that's cool.
Yes.
It's going to be turn up.
My favorite DJ in the world.
Green Light Entertainment will be in the building.
Ooh.
And I'm tearing it down. Okay.
Thanks.
So, we both agree that they are possible. I think that it takes work.
I mean, we're here.
We're here. And we're tight up top. There you go. But we're both sitting down, so that will be fine. All right. So,
high for me.
What are the benefits? What do you think is a perceived? Okay, so I'm your friend. Of course, you have other male friends. I have female friends.
You're one of my only guy friends.
Hey. I mean, you know the vibes. All right. I mean, if I'm your friend, like you rarely will have other friends like that. So, what is the benefits of having a platonic relationship with an opposite sex person?
You give the perspective of the opposite sex.
Right.
And I enjoy that. You know, my best friend is a woman, so I can't really get the perspective of how a man would feel
mm-hmm.
from a woman. She will never understand what it's like to be you because it's just not possible.
Right.
So I'm able to call you and say, hey, can I get your take on X, Y, and Z from a man's perspective? And you give it.
Yep. And that works the other way. I was like, I should have been friends with women a long time ago.
Me a long time ago.
You a long time ago.
Yes.
Absolutely right. See, didn't we just talk about expectations?
See,
right. So that's one of the biggest things about our friendships is that I can get the woman's perspective. And I'll be like, because if you got to think about it, if you only have same sex friends, right? And you have an idea, more than likely they share the same ideas. So if you go to them and say, man, listen to this, blah, 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 and they share the same things, then you might be right.
Yeah.
But it's been times that I've talked to women. I've called you up and say, hey, let me just drop this scenario on you. Let me hear what you think. And you might say something completely different than what
right.
I would have done. I'd be like,
that way.
Then I'll just like hang up on you or something like that. Like, ah. But then I'd be like, oh, she's right.
I know. I hate that.
She's right.
I think I know it all. I feel like I understand people.
Right.
So when you give me a fresh perspective, sometimes I receive it. Sometimes it takes me a while.
But I greatly
but
appreciate
I'm thankful for it.
And I'm very appreciative of our friendship. Now, why aren't there more platonic relationships?
The law of attraction, Gary.
Mm, okay. But we're adults, and I think that's the sad thing, is that we're adults, and you should be able to say, realistically, am I only going to have all female friends? Am I realistically going to have all male friends? Like, that's sort of impossible.
It is.
Like, my whole career, like, going to Morgan, my class was 99% women. At work, 99% women.
Yeah.
So, like, having...
Baltimore has beautiful women.
You're absolutely right.
The most beautiful women in the world.
The most. All right. We just did that. All right. So having that, there should be more. But I think society plays a point. Now, do you think that people are going to be honest when they say, oh, yeah, we could be friends? Do you think that sometimes dishonesty comes into play?
Both people have to have the same intentions
right.
going into it. So mm-hmm. if you have the slightest inkling that you feel a little bit more for that person than you should in a platonic friendship, then you have to reevaluate it.
Hmm. Okay. So
there are signs.
Oh, you got some signs?
You have signs to know when someone is not as platonic as you think that they are.
Okay. So what do you think are some of the signs?
They monopolize your time.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Wow.
They're
I'm starting to
calling.
Think about some of these.
They're always scheduling, you know, you into their schedule.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you're not available, then they start to feel away.
Hmm. Where if they were just friends, eh.
I'll catch you another time.
Catch you another time.
Now, you and I, you would bluff, bluff numerous times,
mm-hmm.
and it wouldn't bother me.
Well, it wouldn't be bluffing as opposed to just handling my responsibilities as a father and as a business owner. Jay,
if you say you're doing something and you don't, you bluff.
Jay, put your hand on the delete button because we're going to have some statements deleted. All right. So they're monopolizing your time. So you feel like, hey, let's talk about some of the tips or some of the indicators of maybe your potential relationship is moving toward a... Or maybe they may have more feelings. So, monopolizing your time. What else we got?
They're super critical. Let's say you get into a relationship.
Absolutely.
Overly critical. I have a story about that.
Oh, drop it on the C-Plan B show.
I was dating a guy.
Yeah.
And this woman friend, I was cool. I'm very secure in myself.
Mm-hmm.
Very secure.
Absolutely.
And so he told me, hey, you know, my friend, her boyfriend's in Boston, and she needs a ride to the market. Mm-hmm. And I said, sure, let us all go to the market together. That's fine. It was supposed to be a date day, but we were taking his friend to the market. Fine. We
okay.
get to the market, and she is extremely clingy. She's like, hey, really? Can you help me get this? And, oh, can you reach that? It's too high. And, oh, walk with me. You're walking with her. Walk with me. When she said that, my antennas went up. What does him walking in close proximity to you have to do with him and I?
Mm.
Then when it's time to pay, she's like, are you going to pay for my groceries?
Telling him or
yes.
you?
No, him. Ma'am, you have a boyfriend. Why isn't your boyfriend sending you money? And so my friend who I was dating, he paid for it.
Okay.
I felt the way, but okay. He helped to carry the groceries in. And then, you know, once we left, I said, hey, can we talk about what just happened?
Right.
And so as I'm talking to him, she calls.
Hmm.
Hey, you drop her off yet? Like.
So monopolizing your time.
Yes.
Right there. Okay.
And so when him and I, you know, when we would go on dates, she would always text and call. And he's like, well, she's depressive. She's depressed. So I have to be a good friend to her. What does that have to do with you and I? She has a boyfriend. So again, going back to the monopolizing his time, then she became super jealous of the fact that we were getting serious.
Hmm.
Then she became very, 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 you know, critical of me and say, hey, I think she's really clingy. I think she's too much for you.
That you were clingy.
Yeah.
Whole time she's clingy.
I'm like pot or kettle, man. Pot or kettle.
Mm.
So once, you know, him and I broke up, oh, she rejoiced on his wall openly. Like, I'm so glad you left her. Now it's back to you and I.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So monopolizing your time, being super critical of the other person.
Yeah.
All right. Any other ones?
Of course.
Good.
The way that you look at someone is very indicative of how they feel about you.
Okay.
When I look at Derry, I look at him. I look into his soul.
Oh, wow.
Like the way I'm looking at you now, like.
Yeah, you're just homie vibes.
Homie vibes.
Homie.
The way I look at you out there, homie vibes. But the way I look at Derry, I'm undressing him with my eyes.
Oh, wow.
I'm looking into his soul. So if you catch a weird eye contact exchange, when you like someone, you can tell by your eyes, by your face, your body language that you're feeling somebody more than a friend. The way that we are now, we're cool. When
we're
you
cool.
really are feeling someone, you start to get a little touchy-feely.
Okay.
You start to look a little longer between your blinks. You may even lick your lips.
Wow.
Or wink. Or raise your eyebrows.
Who's winking at somebody in 2019?
I don't know. It just came out. Gary, don't do it.
Who's going to wink at, like, wink, wink. Let me wink at the, let me wink at my Fox.
Body language.
Oh, sorry. I just got a text that Fox is out. I thought it was going to, I was going to get it on t-shirts.
So when I said no.
No, I just needed confirmation from my Fox. But apparently you guys don't want to be called Fox, friends of
it
the show.
It sounds like that. Fox is like
so
a
Fox
soft
is out.
Egg.
So you know what I want y'all to do? I want y'all to come up with a name of the friends of the show. Apparently, I thought Fox was amazing, but okay. So monopolizing your time, being jealous, being super critical. All right. I think what I see for a potential of issues is that, yes, that someone else may start catching feelings. Because you are doing relationship stuff with a person. You may go out. They're cool. sharing your most intimate secrets. I'm pretty sure I've told you things that I haven't told other people.
Yes.
And so with that closeness, that sometimes people catch feelings and then it's not reciprocated.
Sure.
And then it's an issue.
Yeah.
Or people come with not honest intentions.
Right.
That they're like, you know what? You may have told me that, you know, you're in a relationship or that you already have someone or that you're really not involved in a relationship. So you know what? I'm going to hang on and be a friend right now.
Right. Do people really understand what platonic means?
Break it down for
I
me.
I think the reason you broke it down already.
Okay.
I think the reason why people say that platonic relationships don't work in terms of being a friend is because they use that word loosely.
Hmm.
If your intentions aren't purely platonic going in,
right,
then it's not platonic at all.
Right.
That's just your friend.
Right.
In parentheses, with benefits, or someone who you want later. It's not purely platonic.
And so we've already talked about how you could notice if your platonic relationship is seemingly changing to maybe they want to have a more romantic relationship. So let's lay out some of the rules that should be shared for platonic relationships. All right, so I'm gonna hit you guys with this, because honestly, like, it is great having opposite sex friends.
It is amazing.
Like, all right, guys, like, every person that's opposite sex that comes across you, like, they shouldn't be a conquest or relational type of situation. So the first thing is gonna be no dirty talks. And I'm not saying that you can't be vulgar with your friends, because you are very vulgar, Brittany. Like, I'm surprised at how vulgar you are when you call me on the phone. She actually is not. She's a sweetheart. I'm the one that's cussing at people.
I was about to say, show's over.
So, and what I mean by no dirty talks is that you shouldn't have exclusive sexual talks with the person that's your friend.
There you go.
It's nothing wrong with having conversations, adult conversations, but you should limit how dirty talks with your friend, especially if it's opposite sex, especially if it's platonic. Okay? How you feel about that, Britt?
No, I like 100%.
You like that one? Okay.
100%.
The next one is talk about your spouse. So that means that if you are in a relationship, you should talk about them if they're your friend. You've known all the people I've dated. You know about Tara. She knows about all the different people. I know about Derry. I know about all the guys she's ever dated in the history of dating.
Yes.
So if you are dealing with a person and they're your friend, then your relationship probably should come up in that situation.
Absolutely.
So if they're not bringing up the person that they're dating or the people that they're dating, you might want to look at it and say, hey, wait a minute.
That's a good one.
And if they're not asking, like, hey, how's your dating life? So they sort of shrug it off and they sort of bring it back to you.
What's up with me and you?
Like, oh, what's up with me and you? I'm waiting for you. And
Yikes.
Whoa. All right. Okay. So make sure you bring up those so that way you can set those boundaries, because they may not like it. But if you can also see, just like you talked about earlier, if you bring up somebody that you're dealing with or somebody that you're dating, or you say, hey, you know what, Brittany, I'm interested in dating this woman and I want to get your thoughts about it. There you go. Yeah. But if they have an issue with it, you know, be careful with that. So just make sure you set those boundaries.
Yes.
Another one I came across, which I thought was funny. Poop jokes are allowed. That was another rule. And I said, hold on, we can't be talking about poop.
I talk about poop with you.
So yeah, I know. So what that means is you should be having the one of the guys type of conversations.
Yes, I frequently talk about poop with you.
Okay.
Now he reacts just like that.
I do.
See, you see how he reacted? Wow. That's exactly how he reacts.
Right.
But it's a bodily function, so we poop.
Everybody poops, apparently. It's a book out.
I like to tell him color, texture, and size.
And I just hang up. Right then and there.
Color, texture, sound.
Like, she doesn't have to, we don't have to talk if she's pooping. We don't, if you're in the bathroom.
I feel like getting off the phone. Gary and I have really good, substantial conversations that I don't like cutting short.
And then,
so if I have to use the bathroom, you're going to be on the phone with me through thick and through thin. Not talking about the poop, but through thick and through thin. Right?
All right, that's it for the C-Plan Do Show. I appreciate everybody coming out. You should just do a pun on my show. I'm the only one who does puns.
I'm so witty. It's ridiculous.
So you should have one of the guys conversations. Like, it shouldn't just be stuff that you might feel as though. I know. I just thought about, like, the content. All right. So you should be able to have conversations about anything. Like, hey, the Ravens or, you know, anything like that that is not going to be exclusive to if you're dating. Like, if you're dating, you might say, oh, well, what do you think about this or that? You should be able to have just friend conversations.
Let me speak to the women.
Okay.
This is why they're tuned in.
Women, tune in.
This is why they're tuned in. What happens when you're dating someone that only has women friends? What do you do? So Derry has a lot of women friends. And so when I first met him, it did send me a couple of red flags knowing that. So you only talk to majority women? But this is how he compromised and made it not so murky for me. Every single woman that is his friend I got introduced to each woman separately.
Oh, nice.
Face to face. And before we went, he said, this is the backstory of her and I's relationship.
Okay.
So he was super transparent, super open, super honest, all those good things that you want out of a man when talking about a relationship with the opposite sex. So if you're dating someone, if you're married to someone, if you're thinking of talking to someone and they have the majority of the opposite sex friends, or if you're in a homosexual relationship, same sex,
mm-hmm.
that communication, the transparency, and the honesty is what's going to make it work. So now, when he's talking on the phone to insert person here, for example, Erica, I'm fine.
You already know about the person, right?
I'm fine with it.
Right,
and
got
he's okay with my guy friends.
Okay.
So it's all about just being transparent.
Right, and I think that if you do have a platonic relationship and you are in a relationship, they should meet your other person. Like, it shouldn't just be secretive. Like, what are they? Batman? Relax.
Right.
Let me meet him. Okay? All right. Another one is avoid a lot of touching. And what I mean by that is, you know, there's different types of touching. Like, if I'm like, hey, buddy, but if you're touching someone and
you push me kind of hard.
I know, it's lingering.
That was a jolt, Gary.
You know, you should, the touching should not be like, relax. Right.
That's a bit much.
That's a bit much? Got it. All right. Yeah. So it shouldn't be exclusive touching. You know, you're touching them in a manner that might be considered sexual. You know, it's nothing wrong with giving them a hug or playing around, but just trying to limit. You want to keep those boundaries because it's very easy if you're spending time with a person, you're talking about intimate matters, you know them, they know you, it's history there as far as like being friends, bam. Only takes is the right song, hot girl, hot boy, summer's over, it's time to start cuffing people. You start looking around, be like, well, who am I familiar with? I've known people who have dealt with people because they're familiar and they compromise their platonic relationship.
Right. I did that.
Okay, I think we've all done that. Yeah. I had to realize, like, hey, you know what? I have to chill. All right, so, Britt, what do you have on the agenda? What is your upcoming, as we bring this show to a close, what do you have upcoming?
October the 10th, this is Dating University. October the 10th, the ladies of Dating University and myself, we are hosting the Ladies Room.
Hey, Ladies Room.
So follow Dating University on Facebook. On Instagram, it's Dating University with a small underscore. Charles, if you're watching, make sure that's correct. He does the Instagram portion.
Charles runs it.
No, but we're doing the Ladies Room because I know the fellas have questions about how we think and why we do the things that we do. And we're here to answer those questions for you.
I'm going to ask 1 million questions.
And we'll give you 1 million and one answers. We got to give you a little extra.
Absolutely. Because people are extra. Yeah. All right. Guess what? That was an absolutely great show.
It goes by so quickly.
I know, right? We probably need to extend it. Jay, we're going to have to talk about the logistics, maybe extending this to 2 hours, 3 hours. I don't know, but...
I have final words.
Oh, you have some final words?
Yes. If you're in a relationship and you have friends of the opposite sex and your spouse is leery of them, it is your responsibility to soothe their insecurities and their fears.
Oh, absolutely.
It is.
Yeah. I think that that's a...
If your friend is out of line, check your friend with your spouse there.
And I think that ultimately one of the biggest issues is because people may be friends that they turn around and they don't defend them. And as you said, you're absolutely right. If I have an issue with one of your friends, then your job is to, as you said, soothe it. You should be able to, let's have a discussion about it, right, and let's go from it. You can't just turn around and be like, oh, well, you're that's acting a friend. Certain way.
Right.
No.
Because that will make the insecurity grow even more.
And also, don't have platonic friends and now you have new friends popping up. No new friends.
Right.
Well, you can have new friends. I'm not that type of guy. It's okay to have friends, but I think that because it's so sensitive, we got to make sure that we do appease to our mate. Yes. Doesn't mean that you have to... after every whim, if they have an issue, because you're going to have friends. Like if I was with somebody and they had a friend, they had an issue with Brittany, then I would have a problem. We would say, okay, well, let's talk about it. Let's, because I'm not going to sacrifice my friendships for people, especially if somebody hasn't done anything wrong.
And what I won't do is disrespect your relationship because I am your friend.
Absolutely. And that's another huge thing too. So if you're in a platonic relationship, you know, guess what? Cherish them, cater them. We need more platonic relationships because we've become so super sexual, and we got to be able to say, you know what? Can't we just be friends? I've learned so much from Brittany and all my other female friends, and it's really
but I'm the
great.
Only one here, so just me.
Okay, I just wanted.
I'm just kidding. Nah. Kind of.
Didn't we talk about monopolizing time? Let me go back to those notes.
I know.
So you have ladies' room coming up. Yes, that's going to be absolutely amazing.
It will be amazing.
Can I be on the show?
The ladies' room.
Got it. 10-4. All right. Guess what? We're out of time, man. I know that, you know, I've read a lot of people's comments about platonic relationships. Most people said that they do last. And that's great. A lot of people said that, yes, that they had platonic relationships. Some people have had it since they were in high school. So it's really, really great to see that a lot of people are engaged in platonic relationships. A couple of people that I did see comment that they said they don't work is because they're just like we talked about, that one person has now saying, hey, I want to be a little bit more. So the final words, what do you think a person should do in the event that your friend, your platonic friend, now is wanting to engage in a romantic relationship?
I'm the one that they want to be with?
Yes. One of your platonic friends has now said to you, hey, I want to be more.
That's a conversation we have to have. Do I have feelings back for that person?
No. Let's just go with that. You don't.
Then I have to let them know. This is where I stand. You told me how you feel. This is how I feel. Do what you want with that information. If we can't be friends, toodaloo.
Do you think that somebody could recover after learning that?
No.
Do you think somebody...
That's
you
why
know,
I said toodaloo.
Can a person... Can you deal with it? Can you be in a romantic relationship with a person and then turn around and then be platonic? Do you think that can happen? That you've been in a relationship with this person or you've dealt with this person in that type of manner?
I'm cordial with my exes.
Okay.
I'm cordial, but as far as friends going out, I'm good. Thank you.
Toodaloo.
Yeah.
You should get that on the shirt.
I am.
All right. Great. You know the vibes. All right. Guess what? That's the end of our show with Brothers and Sisters. I so love you and appreciate you.
You're my best friend. I love you so much, Gary.
I'm so glad that you came out to the show. You got your heels on?
Yes.
Got it. She always wants to wear heels because I'm 6'8", and she's like, how tall are you?
Yes. Can we...
I'm not doing that.
You want to offend me?
5'4". 5'5".
No, I'm 5'1".
Okay. Well, definitely gave you some boot. Okay. All right. Great.
See, plain do.
Absolutely. Good. So guess what? That's our time for the evening. All right. I want to thank my special guest, B.A.
Thank you,
Gary. All right. You can catch the... No, this is just for people who initially thought that summer's over. So they better start locking it down. Okay. They start playing those 90s. Like what should I play? Like Friends or something like that?
Yes, actually.
Here at the See Plain Do Show, we keep amazing content. We're not going to be cheesy like that. You can always check out the See Plain Do Show each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. right here on Power 4.4 Radio. Next week, I'm going to have another guest in the building. We're going to talk about women in leadership. That's going to be a really, really great show. All right, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm not on Snapchat because I'm a little older. All right. Plenty of additional content. Hey, you want to be on the show? Drop me a line. Hey, you want to look at sponsorship opportunities? Drop me a line. All right. You have a question? Drop me a line. All right. Absolutely. And as always, you know what? I know you're not considered my thoughts. I appreciate you guys, my friends of the show. That's what I'm just going to call you guys. My friends of the show, I so greatly appreciate each and every single person that has supported me from day one. I greatly, greatly appreciate you. And so guess what? You are the best part of the show. You are the best part of the show. All right, until we meet again, until we see each other again, until we talk again, and take care of yourselves, take care of other people. And always remember to see, plan, and do. Make sure you take care of yourself on this amazing Tuesday evening. Go Ravens. Oh, we're still at the top of the AFC. Steelers, knock, knock, who's there? 0-3. Oh, wow. Wow.
Ah, yes.
All right. Enjoy. Oh, wow. Somebody upset in the back. A little salty. Let's get some water for that salt. All right. Take care of yourselves. We're out of here.